Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello there, Beamer Nation. Happy Friday, and dare I say, happy Friday the 13th. But you know what? I never look at that. I never worry about black cats crossing my path. Somebody asked me, do you want to get together today? It's Friday the 13th. I thought, why not? So I am somebody who is an eternal optimist, and I don't worry about things that I can't control. So sometimes I tend to feel that this could be a very lucky day. And for those of you that are listening today for our Recognition Friday, if you don't know me, my name is Claudia Fields. I'm an organizational manager, and I'm coming to you from a very rainy Los Angeles today, but we need this rain. We are missing our beloved Amanda Davis, who is back in Alabama right now with her family. So we miss having her on today's call. So I apologize that you only have my New York / LA accent and not that beautiful Alabama accent today. But I wanted to talk a little bit before I toss this over to Deb Brawley, who's with us today, and before we get into these fantastic interviews that you are definitely going to want to take notes and you're going to learn a lot. I really think right now, I've been really thinking about the situation that we're in, right? And so we're keeping calm, we're beaming on, but we know that this is challenging. We have adversity, and adversity comes in all areas of life. We're seeing it right now out in the world with everything that's happening with the coronavirus. You know, we're seeing challenges right now as, you know, we want to be able to deliver Beamers to people and be able to shift health paradigms and support wealth paradigms. And so we've been challenged there. But I found two great quotes on adversity that I would love to share with you. One is from Zig Ziglar, who I absolutely love. He says, sometimes adversity is what you need to face in order to become successful. So sometimes adversity is what you need to face in order to become successful. And whether you're brand new in Beamer, and this is a challenge for you, of course, getting out of the gate, or whether you've been here for, I'm going on 4 years, just about in just a couple of weeks, you just have to learn that we are going to learn a lot about ourselves in this process. We're learning a lot about how incredible our corporate team is, you know, from Albert Bosch all the way to Liechtenstein, Dr. Burka, and also our RDs and our national directors who just had a meeting this past week. They are on the front lines working on all of our behalves, and so I have just extensive gratitude for them. And I know from everything we're hearing, we're going to come out of this adversity. We're going to be even stronger. So before I toss it to Deb, I'm going to read you another quote. This one comes from William Arthur Ward. Adversity causes some men to break, others to break records. And I know that for all of us that are staying in the game with Beamer, we're going to be breaking records soon and getting back to what we do best. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Deb Brawley to take us into the next portion of our call.
Thank you, Claudia. And yeah, I'm in Michigan. I just got back last yesterday and excited to be back home because, you know, when I came home and I opened up emails and listened to some messages, I'm getting more calls than ever of people who I talked to in the past that are wanting to circle back around and hear more about Beamer again. They're thinking about getting it for their family. They want to, you know, build up that immune system, stay healthy. And it's kind of like, I'm sad that we have to go through what we're going through right now, but boy, I know when the floodgates open for us to place orders, it's going to be huge, and people are going to have a lot more people really paying attention to their wellness and building up their health and having something like Beamer in their homes, like Peter Glimes' story and vision of having a Beamer in everybody's home. I know everybody knows that we have a national call next Wednesday. You got the video. If you're on the call today and you haven't seen it, go to your back office and go to into your Beamer emails or to the news section, and you'll see an update from Albert. And we'll have another one next week. But I will tell you, Mark and I, when we flew in on Sunday to get to the Carlsbad head office for 3 days, when we walked in on Monday with the other regionals, you know, we locked arms. We locked arms. We know what's going to happen, and we believe in the company. We have such a phenomenal person in Albert helping out. The excitement in Dr. Burka's eyes. They had the staff all there with us, and they're all working hard. And I was really impressed how many times we were in communication with Lichtensteiner. Albert was. He is right there, and you know, we're gonna, you know, everything's been done, and we're ready to go. We just got to wait for that green button to be pushed with the FDA, and that could be any minute. And Claudia, would be great if it was today on Friday the 13th. I didn't even know it was the 13th. It was a Friday of the 13th today. Been running around having so much fun with keeping up with what's happening here. But yeah, I think about you bring about you guys, and I tell you, when we're in the trenches of life, and in life we are in the trenches of different times in our life. And your characters are being developed when you're in those trenches of life and going through setbacks and things like this that happen. And when we come out of all this, we might see some leaders that aren't with us anymore, and that's okay. You know, it's new beginnings, it's new hope and possibilities for new people. Beamer's not going anywhere. We're there, and we're going to be coming out bigger and better, and it's going to be a phenomenal year. It's 2020, I really believe, is still in the whole year. And I'm the type of a person, I think, too, that the glass is half full, not half empty, and things happen for a reason. I'm a real strong Christian and believer, and I keep that faith, and I pray and hope that all of our Beamer family and friends, you're doing the same thing and just trying to take deep breaths, de-stress. Don't allow that stress and fear come into your heart and your soul, because when it does, that really hurts your immune system. You want to stay healthy, stay strong, be a soldier out in the field. Know that our corporate office has locked arms, and the Lichtenstein is 110% working with Albert, and I'm just so impressed with what is going to be happening and where we're going, and they're in for the long haul. So other than that, I don't have anything other news. I know we have a manager call here at 1 o'clock, and then we have the national call, but I would like to have Claudia go ahead and maybe start sharing a little bit about the comp plan. And we do you want to read off the promotions list after you do that, Claudia? I think there was just a couple from Canada.
Yes, sure, absolutely. So I'll get into, we'll just, today we're going to go up, I think, through team manager, because we have a brand new group leader, we have a brand new team manager who we announced a couple of weeks ago that are with us. So there's two ways to get started. So the first is what's called an independent Beamer Distributor Junior. That's an IBDJ. And so when you come in as a junior, you're paying $390 to become a distributor, and you're purchasing your Beamer at the same time. And when you start your business that way, you'll be fully qualified to earn commissions. You can start making customer sales. You can start building your team. You get to go to your two-day training academy. You have a year's worth of your annual renewal fees included with your back office and your website. Now, right now, with the situation we're in, but we'll be out of shortly, we're recommending that everybody signs up people who want to be distributors as a trainee. So an independent Beamer distributor trainee, or the IBDT. So here you'll pay $390 to become a distributor. Now, they're eligible to make a customer sale only for that first sale, which is a qualifying sale. They cannot recruit or build a team. The commission on that first sale, once we go active again, would go to their mentor. They have a two-day training academy included, the annual renewal fees, but of course, when they can purchase their Beamer, that would also qualify the trainee account. So let's talk about this compensation plan, and I want to refer you to a document in your back office, which is the PDF of our compensation plan, which I absolutely recommend that you look at and download. So we are a direct sales model with two tiers of affiliates in the early phases of the plan. And so we start at the junior level, the IBDJ. You're going to earn 17%, which is $1,018 on your personal sales. You're going to earn 8%, or $480 on your first tier sales. Second tier sales, you're going to earn 3% or $180. Now, when you go from junior to senior, you accumulate sales points. So we need 5,001 sales points. So we get 1,500 points for a Beamer Pro set, 1,000 points for the Beamer Classic, 1,350 points for the Beamer Vet set. So any combination of those gets you those 5,001 sales points. You will advance from junior to senior. Now, at the senior level on your direct sales, you will go from 17% as a junior, which is $1,018, to 25% as a senior, $1,497. This is a very significant pay raise, that 8%. It's very unheard of in our industry. And also, you'll continue to earn 8% or $480 on your first tier sales. You'll earn 3% or $180 on the second tier. And I'm going to go over here and read the list of, we have two brand new seniors coming out of Canada. We have Elaine Humphrey out of Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada. And then we have Amos Kupife out of Chelsea, Ontario, Canada. So just want to congratulate you both on reaching senior. That's extraordinary. And we're looking forward to having more seniors to announce soon. So congratulations to Elaine and Amos. And then Deb, I'm going to go through group leader now, and then I'll turn it back to you to start our interview. So we're very excited today that we have a brand new group leader, and she has a very special story to share. So how do you become a group leader? You have to become really great at making seniors. So you need to create five tier one seniors, so five seniors that you personally sponsor. Then you're going to need another 15 additional IBDJs, juniors, or IBDSs, seniors within those two tiers, which will give you a total of 20. Now, when you do that, you become a group leader, you earn an extra 1.5% or $90, which is considered an infinity commission on all the sales in your entire team, including your personal sales. So let's take a look at how that looks. You'll go to 26.5% or $1,590 on all your direct sales. Your first tier will advance to 9.5% or $570. That second tier advances to 4.5% or $270. But what gets really exciting is you now unlock your third tier to infinity and beyond at that 1.5% or those $90 that you will earn everywhere in your entire team. Now, there are also management bonuses that you can qualify for with certain points. Again, I want to refer you back to the compensation plan document. You'll want to discuss that and learn about those bonuses from your team managers or above. And then also, I want to mention the income disclosure statement that is also available in your back office that you'll want to refer to. So, Deb, would you – I think I'm going to let you – oh, I'm going to do, oh, I see your text. Okay, I'm going to interview. I'm so excited. So I'm going to open up the line so I can bring on the lovely Sydney Tron, who just reached group leader. Now, her daughter is going to be interviewed after. So it's very rare that we have a mother-daughter on. And Sydney, I just want to make sure I can hear you before we get started.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I do, Sydney. I hear you loud and clear. So first of all, I want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much and congratulate you. And I would love, Sydney, for you to share your Beamer story with everyone, because I heard you have a very special story. So I'd love for you to just tell us how you got involved with Beamer.
My daughter ended up getting the machine from Paul St. John in December 3 years ago. And so because I had had some problems with my foot, nerve damage, very great discomfort, my daughter brought the machine down for her dad and I, and we started using it right away. The discomfort in my foot was so bad that I literally limped all over, and the only suggestion I got from the doctor was to go ahead and to have another operation, and since I'd already had the one, I didn't want the second one, so I thought, okay, we'll go for it. So for 3 hours a day, I had my foot on the Beamer B-ship. We also did the 2 8-minute series on the mat. But anytime I got a chance, I'd sit down and have the Beamer on my foot. 3 weeks after I started, there was no more discomfort. Absolutely everything was working great. My husband, who's also on the phone listening in, had some serious problems, and they were helped tremendously. The doctors cannot believe the difference that he has had since starting the Beamer. That's about it.
Wow. Well, Sydney, I mean, that's incredible because, you know, I think it's so typical, right, that everything is about surgery. But I have to really commend you that you were open to this. And I'm sure, you know, with your daughter and all of her knowledge, that made it a little bit easier. But what made you want to go into it as a business? And can you talk a little bit about how you built your team or how you started sharing Beamer with people?
Well, I'm an extrovert, and so it's not very difficult for me to get into a conversation about something I really believe in, and I really believe in the Beamer. So I started telling my friends and family about it. Our niece, Janine, ended up getting it right away. She saw the differences between herself and her husband, but also their German Shepherd. And if you're a person that loves animals, you'll know that when one of your animals has problems like German Shepherds do, that if it can help them, it's worth it. So she bought one and became a distributor. A friend that is a cosmetologist has her own shop. She bought one, decided not to become a distributor, just a customer. So there's all kinds of people that I have referred this to. Many of them have been friends for years, and so they know that I'm not just trying to sell them something to make a profit.
That's beautiful, Sydney, because, you know, I think this is really inspiring for people to hear because I'm not going to ask you your age, but, you know, I know you're above 50, right? Okay, right? Otherwise, you and Kay
would
be twins, okay? So, okay, exactly. So look at that. So I think, you know, the average age of a Beamer distributor is 68 years old, so it's really exciting that you saw this. You want to share it with people. How do you find the best way? What do you do? Do you do meetings in your home? Do you invite people for demos? I think people would love to know how you do that, how you expose people to Beamer.
Oh, definitely invite them over to the house. Have a cup of coffee or make a supper, something where, because food is always one of the things that brings people together. And so if you start out slow, just ask them to sit on the chair. And you know, it's like Maria Martinez, who is a nurse in a county hospital here in Arizona. Her husband is a policeman, and so he has serious issues with his feet. And so she came over with him and put him on the chair, and he said he couldn't believe it because it helped him right away. Then we ate a roast beef dinner, and she got on it, and he got on it again. They both saw the need to have this because it helped them in just those few minutes that they'd been on the chair using the mat. So then she had her father and mother put on it, and they ended up buying one. They're easy. It's a matter of just sharing what you know with people.
So I love
share
that,
what
Sydney.
You know.
I mean, you're just You're sharing what you know. You're inviting people to your home. So I think this is a great model. So just my last question for you is, you know, we're looking ahead. You just reached group leader. We're getting ready for our convention. What are you most excited about, and what are your goals for convention and the rest of the year?
Well, my daughter and I have adopted everybody in the company. When I first got involved, I saw the enthusiasm people had, and these were people that were a lot of fun, but they were also business people that you could learn from. I'm hoping to learn more. I enjoy being at the convention. I know it's going to be wonderful, and I hope to see you there.
Well, Sydney, I remember meeting you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I want to just say thank you. Congratulations to you. I'm glad your husband could listen, and we're going to get ready to interview your other half in just a minute. So you have a blessed day, and I think everybody
thank you,
will
dear.
Just love, love, love hearing your story. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, Deb, before I toss it back to you to do the next interview, I'm just going to, if it's okay, share about how you reach team manager. So,
okay, great.
So, So Sydney was so inspiring, okay, at, you know, over 80 to become a group leader. Unbelievable. Everybody needs to listen back to this call. So now let's talk about how you become a team manager. So you need to create 8 tier 1 seniors. So that means you need 3 more than you had as a group leader. So a total of 8. And then you need 1 group leader in your first 2 tiers. Then you become a team manager. That Infinity Commission, that 1.5% now doubles to 3%. So you're going to pick up $180 on all the sales in your entire team, including your personal sales. So 28% on your direct sales, which is $1,670, 11% on that first tier, $660. That second tier is 6%, $380. And that third tier to, $360. And that third tier to Infinity and Beyond, $180 that you earn on every sale in your entire team. You can also qualify for management bonuses. Again, go back to your team manager to get those explanations or refer to the compensation plan in the back office. So with that, Deb, I am just tickled pink from that interview. So now I can't wait to hear from her daughter. So I'm going to toss it over to you to get into our next interview.
Okay. Yeah, it's neat to see that the family, the mother-daughter team here, and I love hearing stories about how Sydney said about dinners. When you break bread together, it's true, they all come together. I started my business having coffee and desserts on Monday nights, and people came for coffee and desserts. But yeah, Kay Trone, she's a wellness coach for 24 years. She was trained by, you heard her mother talk about Paul St. John, and he is in Florida. And Kay is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She became a distributor in December 2016. She shared the Beamer with 8 people in 3 weeks. She went running, and she became a senior distributor in 2 weeks. She's passionate about helping everybody. She has drastically changed hundreds of lives. And I'm so proud and honored to introduce you to Kay Trone from Minnesota. Kay, are you there?
Yes. Wow. Thank you very much, Deb. I knew you and my mom would get along wonderfully because you both feed people. It's just inviting people into the house and being social is really important.
Yes. And, you know, and I think that's why even Lunch and Learns are so popular and successful. We sell more Beamers at our Lunch and Learns than we do our Tuesday night local meetings. Maybe I need to start doing, you know, food on Tuesday night.
That's fantastic.
So you have, I admire your ambition, and I relate to you. When I started, my distributor who recruited me was in Florida. I was in Michigan with nobody in the area. So you did the same thing. You went out and just did it without anybody holding your hand. And I'd love you to just share a little more about your story before I ask you a couple questions.
Okay. Yes. When I had dinner with Paul, and he was telling me about the Beamer, and I was so not interested. I've owned a wellness clinic for years, and I've had so many people show up and tell me I should try this or buy this, buy that. And I'd actually really had some adverse reactions from a PEMFmat. So when he's talking about the Beamer, I'm thinking, no, I really don't want to do this. But then I had my first experience 4 days later on the Beamer. And it dramatically, I had been in a car accident 3 years earlier and had some vision issues and a traumatic brain injury. So in those 8 minutes of sitting on the Beamer, my vision cleared up dramatically and my brain fog lifted. And I thought, okay, this makes sense because of the circulation. I'm a real analytical person. You can ask my dad. I've always needed to know why. Just saying you can't do something or it works, it doesn't work for me. I need to know the mechanism behind it. And so I've got a wellness clinic, and so I needed to be able to know the mechanism of this so that I could feel confident sharing it with my clients. And so I started, just jumped in, bought the Beamer that night after my very first experience.
Oh, my gosh. And you probably went to the convention with your mother, right? And you're a strong believer in going to events.
Oh, my goodness sake. Right. Well, the academies. I bought my Beamer on Thursday night, found out that there was an academy that the following weekend. So I was there Thursday night and half of Friday and all day Saturday, and then paid for, an additional academy a few months later. I think Mom and I, go to academies all over the country. I thoroughly enjoy getting a chance to hear other people speak about their experience with Beamer and learning from other people. We've got a dynamic team in Minnesota with Linnell Hagee and with Dr. Terry Morris, with Tim Jenkins and Michael Lee. It's interesting because the four or five of us are not in the same team. We have different organizational managers above us, but we all know that it's better in Minneapolis, Minnesota if we're all working together. So, Paul and Scott St. John were in the Southwest, but I teamed up with Dr. Morris and with Linnell, and boy, we've made some real dynamic changes here in Minneapolis. It's been exciting.
Yeah, you guys definitely have it. Being the regional director for this region, Minnesota is one of the top states really running, and numbers are high and advancements in the last 6 months, and I'm blessed and honored to be in this position because I'm meeting more people outside of my family, my downline, and my state. And, I call it the Adoptee Program, and I feel it's so important to allow other people to come to your meetings, your Super Saturday events, your lunch and learns. And that's what Beamer family is all about, is allowing other people to come together, and you do become stronger, and look what you guys have created. And last academy, it was a sold-out academy. We had to keep adding more people to your academy last weekend.
I think there was like 91 or 95 people. It was the largest ever. It's been really exciting. And that's the part of it, is both Terry and Linnell and I and Tim, we all have regular meetings. I have a wellness clinic in downtown Minneapolis. So I've been in practice here in this location for 22 years. And so I've had regular meetings here, but I have regular meetings with some of my other distributors around the Twin Cities. So I will do presentations at their offices or in their homes. If they need my support and they're out of state, I do a Zoom meeting. We get, they get people together in their living room, and I get on my computer and we have a Zoom meeting. It's not difficult to support your team wherever they are in the country any longer. You don't have to be there in person. Right. I also believe in exposing as many people as possible. Beamer is such a relatively new thing in the United States. Tim and Michael Lee and I and Dylan did a home and garden show this 2 weeks ago with I don't know, 100,000 people over 5 days. And between the three of us, we, I think, put close to 500 people on the Beamer mat. Mm-hmm. I did another show this past weekend for massage therapists and put another 75 people in 2 days to get the knowledge, information out there, to share it with them. And the more that happens, the more common people would walk by our booth and go, oh, I've heard about Beamer. This is what my brother's been telling me about. We've got to stop and do this. That's what I'm excited about, because the more the information's out there, the more we all win. It's about sharing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm hearing from other people around the country and people here in Michigan. Last Saturday I just did a big event too, and people are out there. They need what we have. You just have to keep sharing and let them know you'll get back with them right away, you know, as soon as we can get the orders placed, and just keep that faith. And it's all about the relationships. I have never looked at it as a sale. It's all about building relationships. And I have strong relationships with my customers that then they become referral partners, and you can really start creating your own momentum. But I admire you because you are out in the field working it. You're just not waiting to see if it happens or, you know, thinking that it, you know, that somebody's going to give you somebody.
No.
Some people have this mentality that their upline or somebody should give them a sale. It's like, what? You know, no, you got to get out there. It's all about how many disclaimers you have. And those that get 100 disclaimers within their first 90 days are the ones that are going to be moving up and making things happen.
I did get
pictures from Tim and saw how beautiful your vendor event was. It was beautiful, and you guys had people on the Beamers all the time. And, you know, in this time with us not even being open really to sell the regular pro set, you guys didn't cancel your event. You still went and put it on and had
disclaimers.
Yeah.
I'm excited because we're signing up distributors. You know, we're signing people up as distributors so that we can just get their enthusiasm going. It's okay, things are on back order right now, but all companies get back orders at different times. So,
right.
It's like, okay, let's get you all set up. Let's start working on who you want to invite. You know, when can we schedule your event in April? When can you get your Beamer and start sharing it? And that was actually one acupuncturist I had this weekend. She emailed me on Monday and said, how much is the first unit again? And when can I start sharing this? And do I need to have an inventory in my office? And she was just so excited. I'm like,
Do you want do you mind sharing what your goals are in the next 90, 60 days?
Getting to team manager has been it's been quite a work in process. Mom and I work great as a team, and so helping her reach her goals was the biggest push. Right now, I think supporting more of my team. I actually have two other distributors, one here in Minnesota, one in Los Angeles area, not far from you, Claudia, and then in Florida that I'm working more with as well to get them to group leader. So those are my goals, to help them be more successful.
And that's where the magic comes. When you help other people reach their goals, your goals are going to be there automatically. And it's never about us. You know, it's always about others and doing what you can. And those that have goals and want to make things happen, we work with them. Those that don't, we just don't push. You just keep going out and looking for sparks. And the sparks are out there. And there are so many more sparks out there that we haven't talked to yet, that the sky's the limit. And it's an exciting time for all of us and for Beamer.
It is. There's been no downside, no negativity about this. This has been a way to kind of collect in and to regroup and to build a stronger future and a stronger foundation as well, in order to build on this foundation to move forward.
Absolutely. And that was beautifully put. And I'm going to go ahead and just close it out with that. I don't know, Claudia, if you'd like to do any closing thoughts about today's call. I know we have a 1 o'clock manager call. We have to hurry up and get on.
Right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Kay. Thank you,
so
Sydney.
I just want to say that I thought today this was so extraordinary, Deb, to hear from these two really heartfelt women, but just amazing. I love what Kay shared about, you know, the focus is off of her. She's reached team manager. She really wants to focus on who else she can set up for success. I love the way that she invested in her mom. I love the whole cross line working together, because really you want to get in the canoe and paddle together. You know, when we had that manager exercise, Deb, remember at one of our retreats where we had to do the canoe races, people have to move in synchronicity. And so I love that she shared that they're all working across line in Minneapolis to do that, and that it's Beamer for all. It's putting it out there and exposing it for people, whether they come back to you or go to somebody else, that you're putting it out there because people need to know, especially now with all the fear in this country, they need to know how to support their health and their immune systems. And Sydney just opening her home, sharing meals, and just doing it straight from the heart, just sharing her beautiful testimony about what Beamer did for her and the difference maker that she is for others. So I loved it. You listen back to this call, blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS, and I'll toss it over to you, Deb, to close us out.
Okay, I just want to close out with some ideas that people are doing to keep things running. Ask everybody you know, who do you know in Canada? I'd love to reach out and make a phone call and introduce myself that I'm looking to open up in Canada. You know, so start collecting people's names and numbers that's over in Canada. How about the horse unit? Those that don't have a horse unit, find a horse unit or get a horse unit so you can go out and open up another part of your business and introducing the horse unit to your prospects. And then I had some people that have reached out to spas and places that have been thinking about Beamer. And I have a distributor that got the contract last week where they're letting her come in 3 days a week and charge for sessions, and it's her income. I think she's going to give them a little bonus or split it down the road if there's a sale from it. But they're going to see how Beamer fits into their office, their wellness place. So you might have that. You might have a golden nugget sitting on your desk that you didn't think about. Pick up the phone and call and just say, hey, this is something I can offer and do, and how about if I give your clients all one free session and then sell some packages and love to come in, and I can even have introduce my other prospects that I have to your place of business, showing what you have and showcase you. Would you be open to that? That could help bring in money for you right now. So think outside the box, you guys. Things are out there. They're happening. I see a lot of things happening. I'm excited. Don't listen to the noise, and if you have any negative Nellies that call you and are Debbie Downers, I hate that word, Debbie Downers, but it's true, hang up on them. I've been known to hang up on some people. Once they just blah, 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 and it's negative, I don't listen to that. You can control your thoughts, your visions, and who you surround yourself with. And so congratulations for being on this call or listening to the replay. Same time, same station, next Friday, Recognition Friday. Looking forward to having you on next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.